This is the Nation's Conspire channel. Welcome to today's show. Very important to pay attention to all the things that are being tweeted out by Elon Musk. He mixes in tweeting out things about Donald Trump and cleaning up the government, all things that the majority of people want to hear but don't realize that he's pushing us towards AI governance. And this guy has jumped in from just being a tech giant into actually having a place in the White House. And everybody is too distracted by all the wonderful things that they keep talking about in regards to changing government, making it better. And they don't realize that this is what the globalist plan is. AI governance. Elon Musk just tweeted this out. The first Starlink satellite direct to cell phone constellation is now complete. This will enable unmodified cell phones to have internet connectivity in remote areas, telling us that even phones that are unmodified can be connected to Starlink, which really is Skynet. Here's Elon Musk talking about this, and think about how manipulated people are being by hearing these things, thinking about how this is going to be beneficial to them. You might be stuck in the middle of nowhere. Thankfully, Starlink will save the day and be able to locate you and be able to give you access to the internet so you can call 911, right? The rare time you might be actually off-grid. And what this is really about is making sure that you're not off-grid. People are looking at it from the perspective of how this could save humanity from a crisis emergency situation like an earthquake that the government actually creates themselves, or a hurricane that the government creates themselves. It's the opposite. This is to make sure that you can't escape, that you are never able to go off-grid. Here's Musk talking about what it looks like.
Because, yeah, even if an entire region or country was lost connectivity because of a severe, hurricane or floods or fires or, tornadoes, earthquakes, there's so many natural disasters, obviously, you would actually still have, even if all the cell towers were taken out, your phone would still work. Thank you.
So, of course, the majority of people out there will hear that, and they'll think that this is wonderful, because they're so dependent on their phone for survival that they don't realize they're getting swallowed up by the beast system itself. And their mindset is that if they get stranded in the middle of nowhere, thankfully, because of Elon Musk, they'll be able to be tracked and monitored. Instead of saying, wait a second, I don't want you to be able to access me if I'm in the middle of a remote area. 30 years ago, when people went out camping in remote areas, they went out camping in remote areas. Of course, now the mindset has changed and everybody is fearful to walk two steps outside of their home because of everything that they just did years ago. And of course, because of the dependency on technology, which they've done by design, getting you addicted to your phone, getting you addicted to tech. And now, of course, moving forward, knowing that people cannot survive without it. So what he's telling you right there, of course, sounds good to these people out there because they don't understand, right? Look at some of these people, what they tweeted before I explain to you what's going on with Starlink. Here's a guy, Pastor Bob Joyce. Elon Musk says, even if an entire country's communications grid is taken out, your phone will still work for free. Think about that for a second, how significant that is when considering a comms blackout, something I think is still a possibility in the deep state playbook. These people are so dumb that they don't even realize that this is the deep state playbook, that the plan is to shut the grid off at some point. And of course, conveniently, the only thing that'll be working, the only thing that you will be so thankful and happy that you'll have will be the connection to Starlink. And eventually, guess what? As I'll break down later in the video, the connection to Starlink isn't going to be via your phone. It's going to be via your Neuralink, because you're going to be connected to Starlink. Here's somebody else. This is the equivalent of rural areas getting electricity in the 1930s, a game changer for farmers, ranchers, and small business owners. As I reported in an interview with Working Class, likes Elon Musk because he does what government is supposed to do, only better. Here's somebody else. When you're off-grid in the middle of the Everglades, but Starlink has you covered. Thanks, Elon. This is me showing you the mindset of the people who claim to be patriots, who claim to be awake, who don't realize that this entire game, the central focus of a new world order, the central crucial element is your technology, period. And they'll refuse to separate from it because they love their tech, they love their toys, and they don't want to believe it. And of course, they're getting their information from the alt-right media, which is controlled, which is never going to tell them that technology is the enemy to humanity. They're going to tell them that technology is the benefit. And of course, that's where we're headed, where the left and the right will agree in full on the need and the move with technology forward. You don't see any resistance on either side with AI, do you? And of course, this whole thing is run on AI governance. So these people are completely brain dead of what's going on. They hear about Starlink and they hear about how you can connect to the internet from anywhere. And they think that this is for their benefit if they're on a trip to the Everglades, if they ever get stuck in Death Valley. Thankfully, because of Starlink, they'll be able to reach out for help if they need it. And it's really all about the opposite. It's about them making sure that you can't escape. They are geo-mapping the Earth with all of these satellites that are all over, flying around us on balloons, and they are able to completely identify you wherever you are at any time. This is Skynet. This is neural net-based artificial intelligence, right? Have you seen the maps of Starlink, the terminals of Starlink in North America, South America? This is all around us. And if you don't remember the plot to Terminator, let me give it to you real quick if you're wondering what I'm referencing in regards to Skynet. In the Terminator universe, Skynet is depicted as a highly advanced artificial intelligence system that is connected to a vast network of computers, military systems, and communication infrastructure, essentially giving it control over a global network of machines and power grids, allowing it to monitor and manipulate information on a massive scale. It is essentially hooked up to the entire world's interconnected systems, including military defense networks, power plants, and communication hubs. This is what you're seeing happening right now with Starlink. This is what you're seeing happening with, I really should say, with DARPA, who puts, of course, the brand name Tesla and the brand name Starlink and the brand name SpaceX and the face of Elon Musk in front of all of this stuff, telling us that it's some type of entrepreneur who's doing all of these things when it's really the military-industrial complex. Now, the Pentagon has openly embraced SpaceX's Starshield for future military SATCOM. Right? So doesn't that sound a lot like the plot to Terminator? Do you understand that a new world order, for it to work, for the recreation of the Tower of Babel, has to come through technology? You can't create it any other way. We're all too far apart. Remember, it was God who divided us and divided the nations and scrambled the languages and stopped the creation of the Tower of Babel from being built. They're trying to recreate that. And the only way to do that is through technology. So when you hear the plot of Terminator and Skynet, you should start thinking about Starlink. But of course, all it takes in today's world is somebody to say some things that they want to hear and say that they're on their team, for them to completely agree with them, completely accept what they're doing, and then for them to roll their eyes at people like us who are trying to warn them of the dangers of this technology and what we're moving forward with. Here's an example of what they're doing with Starlink. If you didn't see this, it's frightening. John Deere announced a strategic partnership with SpaceX to expand rural connectivity to farmers through satellite communications. If you didn't see the video clips, it was frightening. Starlink was harvesting 400 hours of hand-free harvesting thanks to Starlink with John Deere's machine sync and AutoPath. They literally had this tractor connected to Starlink with no human being whatsoever needed, and they harvest it. Do you see where this is going with your dependency on technology, where in order to survive, Starlink is going to be needed? And then you can start thinking about the mark of the beast and the worship of the beast. Because if you don't think people are going to worship artificial intelligence in the face of a catastrophe where artificial intelligence comes in and provides them food and provides them water, sound a lot like a god? Sound a lot like things you heard in other cultures where people would pray to the god of rain and the god of thunder and all that type of stuff. What do you think people are going to be doing when the need comes for food, when chaos on the surface is created? by these same people who are going to give you the resolution, okay? The SATCOM solution will connect both new and existing machines through satellite internet service. This is in regards to the John Deere story. And this will fully enable technology such as autonomy, real-time data sharing, remote diagnostics, enhanced self-repair solutions, and machine-to-machine communication, all of which help farmers work more efficiently while minimizing downtime. And eventually, of course, what people don't realize with getting this tech into their machines, their latest John Deere machine, their latest truck, all this stuff that has the ability to connect to Wi-Fi, is that they're going to have full control over this, including your home when you have a smart home, right? And then everything goes off. But thanks to Starlink, everything will run if it has the connectivity features to it. And if you don't remember, when it comes to Nikola Tesla, okay, Tesla was creating towers back in the 1950s. They were called Tesla Towers, where he was doing experiments with wireless transmission stations, which were designed to transmit electricity and information without the need for physical power lines, okay? Tesla's wireless world system is what it was referred to as. A wireless world system. So I understand that the majority of people can't think, like I keep saying, as far as they can spit. They pick up their phone. They never wonder how this thing even works. They never think about how people used to have a phone plugged into a wall. They don't think at all. They just pick it up and they use it. They never think about how is this working? Who's doing this? How is this actually occurring? Who is the prince of the power of the air, of course? Well, his name is Satan. And they're using Satan, of course, to move forward with this new world order through doing these things through the power of the air. If you never heard of the Schumann resonances, they were a series of electromagnetic frequencies that occur between the Earth's surface and the ionosphere. They're generated by lightning strikes that create electromagnetic waves that bounce between the two and are sometimes called the Earth's heartbeat. So what does that mean? That means above the Earth's surface in the ionosphere, what they're doing is they're heating the ionosphere, right? There's a firmament above us, which is biblical, okay? They use the firmament. They heat the ionosphere by sending these rockets like SpaceX, and they tell you that they're trying to get to space. Why did they do that? Well, of course, they want you to think a lot of different things, right? Like we can go into other planets and everything else. They just keep sending these things up with no result. Isn't it incredible? That shows you where we're at as humanity, right? SpaceX continually sends these rockets up into the air, even showing you the rockets coming back down and being landed by SpaceX themselves. But nobody goes, what are you doing? Are you trying to get to the moon? Are you trying to get to Mars? What are the SpaceX launches for? And they say, well, you know, we're going to test some stuff out in the air. They're heating the ionosphere. And that causes the electromagnetic waves to be energized. And what's going on now is that all these Starlink satellites are flying on balloons in low orbit. And they're all linking together as wireless conductors between the electricity in the ionosphere and the electrical devices on the ground. And what does that mean? That means that everything is being connected. The whole world is being connected. Then it takes you and your free will to decide whether or not you want to be connected to this. Because if you have a phone in your pocket, a phone in your hand, you're connected to it. And eventually, folks, what this leads to, of course, is the Neuralink. Because you will physically be connected to this. Remember recently, I've shown this a lot, Elon Musk, smartphones to soon become obsolete. BCIs like Neuralink are the way forward. So all of this tech, all the things in the atmosphere, the conductors of electricity, having this all wirelessly connected is to have you physically connected to this, to the beast, the X, the symbol of the Antichrist, the symbol for the mark of the beast. There's a reason that he renamed Twitter X. There's a reason that Neuralink is used with an X mark. Optimus has an X connected to it. Space X. X is the symbol of the mark. And since they've gotten everybody so obsessed with technology, you take it for granted, right? You expect the internet to be on every single day. We've seen the test runs they've done with shutting AT&T off, shutting cell devices off for temporary periods of time to watch how people respond, right? And what do you see all over the internet when people get back online? Threatening the companies that their phone was off for an hour, that they're going to switch providers. Everybody is in an uproar because they don't know how to function without it. Somebody asks them a question, what do? They Google the answer. They're already becoming one with machine. The next step is for the phone to transition inside of the body with the Neuralink. Then human beings will be directly connected to these satellites. This is literally Skynet. This is man and machine becoming one. And they've built Skynet out around us, and people laugh at the notion of calling it Skynet. And you say, well, what do you think that this is around us? These satellite balloons around us that they keep sending up between the ionosphere and the Earth's surface, right in the air there, where they can get all of this charged electricity that Tesla was trying to create so that the world could be energy free and have their own energy. That, what do you think one of the reasons they whacked Tesla for was and took all of his creations? It's because he was going to create free energy for people to use, to have electricity. They want control of that so they can control you. So all of these Starlinks are flying around and connecting to one another. And from all of these connected to one another all around the Earth right now, all of those things come right down to all of the devices that you have around you, the smart television, the smart locks, all of this stuff. You might think, well, thankfully, I can access Starlink when my everything is off. I can access Starlink. They're accessing you is the point. They're mapping you. They're geo-mapping the Earth's surface, and they're making sure that when it goes down, that you will be able to be found, that there will be no such thing as off-gridding. There will be no such thing as escaping, because these satellites are hovering over us with balloons tied to them, literally all around us. And they continually send rockets up so they could heat and charge the ionosphere to generate more electricity. People see the Starlinks in the sky at night and they think that there's UFOs flying out in the sky because they don't want you to realize what they're really doing up in the sky every single day. They tell you that these auroral lights that are going off constantly. We're seeing the northern lights all around us. Every day I Google to see if there is a story about the northern lights. Every day there's a story. Oh, northern lights spotted tonight in Maine. Northern lights spotted in Florida tonight. And people out there are so dumb that they think that it has something to do with solar flares from the sun, and that's why we could see. And they just take the scientific answer, of course, as that is the fact of the matter. That's what it is. It's them. And this giant network is being built out around us. And when the government comes out and tells you that they're embracing space, now you start seeing the shift between corporation and government, which is one and the same. DARPA slaps the tag of Tesla and SpaceX and all that stuff on their technology and pretends like Elon Musk created these types of things, because they don't want you to be afraid that the military are the ones who have this. They don't want you to realize that they literally, the military defense networks are all connecting, and then eventually you're connecting to it. This is happening around us, ladies and gentlemen, and you can watch around you and at the behavior of other people, right? When Elon Musk tweets this out, this will enable unmodified cell phones to have internet connectivity in remote areas. And you say, okay, well, what are really the odds that you're going to be in the middle of the Grand Canyon, stuck and stranded with a rattlesnake in front of you, and they don't care about protecting you so that you could have access every single place that you go. That's what they tell you, so that you're not suspicious of what they're actually doing. They're tracking you, they're monitoring you, and they're making sure that you can't escape them. And this all ties back in with the mark of the beast. Revelation chapter 13, verse 17. No man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast and the number of his name. And if you don't think that when crap hits the fan, that people won't be worshiping at the feet, at the altar of artificial intelligence, if you don't think that they're going to be worshiping so that they can have a connection to this type of tech, so that they can survive, so that they can farm, so that they can have electricity, so they can take a shower and have running water, think again. It's all happening in front of us, and it's happening in the name of really, it's really shameful how easy it is to play into people's emotions these days, where all it takes is somebody to say that they're on your team. All it takes for these people like Elon Musk, or let's use Russell Brand as an example. All it takes for the Christian person out there is to see them laying in water, telling you that they're baptized, and then them saying, he's one of us. And then everything that person says they take as science or as fact. And of course, along the way, what they do is they just play into them by talking about all things that are insane and saying that they're insane, right? Because the mainstream media tells us that it's normal for people to castrate their kids, where 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, they would have been thrown in prison, maybe gotten the electric chair. Now the media tells us it's normal, and if you don't do that, you're a bad person. So, of course, for these people to come out and say, those people are nuts, the media is nuts, it's easy to draw people in. And they draw you in, and what do they keep promoting you? Tech, Elon Musk, how everyone in government is incompetent, we need AI governance instead. And nobody realizes that this is the globalist New World Order. This is the plan. And they're bringing it about under the umbrella of being a conservative Republican. And all these people do is fall for it hook, line, and sinker. While the church, of course, never reads the book of Revelation because the majority of people have been weakened so much and are so weak based on how worldly they are that they go into the church looking for encouragement. They go into the church and all they want to hear about is love and the Psalms. And these are all wonderful things. I'm not saying that they're not. But you know how many people I come across that don't know anything about end times prophecy, that don't know anything about the mark of the beast? They literally hear the 666. They're like, oh yeah, satanic stuff, right? 666. They don't even realize that we're living in the end times, let alone understand or even have the smallest idea of what the mark of the beast could be. In fact, there's people out there that have never even heard the term mark of the beast. And think about that. At a time where Elon Musk in the video clip earlier, what'd he say? He said, earthquakes, tsunamis, all hell breaks loose on Earth. You'll still be able to get Starlink for free. And when you think about no man being able to buy or sell for he that had the mark, you should start thinking about connecting to Starlink through Neuralink. And how there aren't going to be stores in the future. You're only going to be able to buy or sell if you're connected to the internet. And that's the point. That's why they're doing what they're doing. And they're making sure that while you're looking around, wondering what's going on, questioning humanity, questioning the things the news is pushing, that you don't think twice about AI, about tech in general, and humanity's dependency on it. Because if you realize how easy it is to break free and how people can be more self-sufficient, that you don't need government the way they make you think you need government, that you don't need this or that, you don't need to constantly go to the grocery store because you shouldn't need to go sit at a cubicle for 40 hours a week doing nothing, making phone calls to people because you should be able to farm on your own and you'd realize you'd live a much happier life because you'd be outside of the matrix. They don't want you to realize any of these things. They keep you trapped inside of the matrix for a reason. So Elon Musk is celebrating. Of course, the conservatives are celebrating. So now they can go to the Everglades and be able to upload pictures of themselves wearing Patriot shirts so that people out there go, cool, neat, thinking that they're awake, thinking that they're red-pilled, and they couldn't be bigger sheeple. I thank everybody for being here. I hope you're all doing well. God bless all of you, as always, and your families.